So don't forget, the Jazz Festival is going on all week. Should be plenty of parking since it'll be in Bushnell Park. But, you know, the problem is it's good and it's bad. There's plenty of parking. But the fact of the matter is there are some people who are very concerned about it when it comes to really developing the city. And in fact, if you go to the Hartford Business Journal, hartfordbusiness.com, you know, what is it? 2 square miles for downtown. 70% is parking lot. I don't know. It causes problems, I think. Well, somebody who's dealing with it, because that's what she does, is the name's familiar. Sarah Bronin. Does that name Bronin sound? Yeah, okay. Hartford Planning and Zoning Commission. She's also, I believe, on the faculty at the Connecticut University of Connecticut School of Law. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So, you know, on the one hand, you want it to be easy to park. You want plenty of it. But the other matter is it does really hinder development, right? There's some issues here.
Yeah, well, I mean, who likes walking next to a parking lot?
Not me.
It's not pleasant. So when you're thinking about a vibrant urban core and you're thinking about a vibrant city, you don't think about a sea of surface parking lots. And yet that's what we have exactly where you mentioned, Bushnell Park. In fact, the photo that was in that Harvard Business Journal article was taken from on top of the Bushnell Park Memorial Arch.
I've only been up there once, but it's a nice view. Really is. And that's a beautiful park.
It's a nice view in the other direction, not toward the parking lot.
Well, you looked in the photo like you were kind of concerned about the whole thing, and perhaps rightfully so. I mean, that lot, didn't the Hartford Hilton used to be there? I think it was. And that got torn down, and now you got a lot, right?
The historic YMCA is also on that side of Bushnell Park. I do have to say the photographer told me I had to frown. My tendency is to smile. He said, you got to look serious. And I said, you know, you're right. Parking is serious.
Well, it is serious. And you know, I suppose the thing is, and if you go to Google Maps, I want to go play with that and do the, you know, Google Earth and take a look down at Hartford, and in particular the downtown, it's wow, you're right. There is a lot of surface there.
And what you really want to see those surface parking lots develop into is buildings. You want buildings to grow where these parking lots are today. Now, if you're looking on the north side of Bushnell Park near downtown,
right,
you should also look actually on the south side of Bushnell Park. If you can imagine, it's even worse down on the south side. Because between the state capitol and Main Street,
right,
you just have a series of surface parking lots.
Yeah,
the Hartford Current just announced last week that those were under contract or potentially under contract with a firm who wants to develop them. So that's promising.
One of the problems that you know, your husband has to deal with, and his predecessors, is the amount of stuff that's essentially on the tax rolls. A lot of tax exempt property, payment in lieu of taxes, all of that. And, you know, the fact is, parking lots, yeah, I guess you can tax them, but wouldn't it be better to have a little retail going on there or something?
Well, parking lots are taxed at a pretty low rate because you tax property based on what the use is. So
right,
if you had a city place on a lot, you're going to get a lot more tax revenue than you are a surface parking lot, just because the assessor is going to look at these two uses and say, well, one is more valuable. Well, it's not just more valuable to the property owner, it's a lot more valuable to the experience of anybody visiting the city, too.
Sarah Bronin is on the Hartford Planning and Zoning Commission, and yes, she is married to the mayor. You know, let's say you started putting in all of these developments. Let's say you put some high rises in. I'd love to see it. Or even low rises. Doesn't matter. Where then would people park? That's always an issue. Although, I've got to say that middle of West Hartford Center, I mean, the fact is there's a lot of parking there, and yet it's fully developed.
So, you know, West Hartford Center provides one model. They have a shared parking garage for all of the uses West Hartford Center. Our zoning code was rewritten in 2016 to allow for shared parking to happen where a bunch of property owners come together and say, okay, we want to build a shared parking garage. Believe it or not, we've done studies of Hartford's parking. The Parking Authority has done studies, and they've shown that we have enough parking right now in current garages to support significant future development, even if none of that development had parking spaces. So it's not necessarily where everybody wants, you know, that the parking garage is maybe a block away from where a new building might be.
Right.
But the parking does exist now. That said, the smart developer will develop a project that has both parking and apartments or and offices. So they'll integrate it, but we want them to integrate it into one building where it's at least a garage rather than the surface parking lot. And that's what the zoning code that we rewrote requires.
And from a revenue prospect, and that you need to look at that because Hartford spends a lot. It's expensive to run that city. If you get more revenue, that certainly is a good thing for the state and us.
Definitely. And I should say, too, that the way we've written the zoning code is good for real estate developers, too, because what we've actually said in the code is you don't need to provide any parking on your site at all. So we're one of the very few cities in the country to do that. And what that means is that instead of spending $50,000 for a structured garage for per parking space, which is the going cost these days, a developer can put that money into the unit. They can have lower rents.
Nice.
On their office and residential space, and they can really invest in Hartford, you know, knowing, okay, I can lease my parking next door. I don't have to build this parking garage. So for any developers out there listening, come to Hartford. We're a great place to build buildings.
Yeah. And by the way, I guess you specialize at UConn School of Law, environmental law and energy law. Is that where you are?
I do property law and land use zoning and historic preservation law. So that historic preservation is really my passion, and that's where, you know, where you've seen a lot of these surface parking lots come from is tearing down some really
great buildings. You're exactly right. And Bill Foudy, the late Bill, I think he's gone, I'm sad to say.
Yes.
But Bill was big into that, and he had these books, you know, The Way Hartford Was, whatever it was. And you look at those photos, it's drastically changed, and there wasn't that much open space. So it looked, you know, in the parking open space. It can happen, and it did lose part of the character of the city.
It did, and losing density is part of that. So we're embarking on a comprehensive planning process that we're required to do every 10 years right now, looking to what's called Hartford 400, Hartford's 400th anniversary. When we do that, one of the biggest things that we want to talk about is density and increasing not only the number of people who live here, but the number of structures relative to the land.
Well, part of living down there is really starting to pick up, so I think that's a great idea. Sarah Bronin, thank you much. Say hi to the mayor, will you?
I will. Thank you.
All right.